Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlations Conference here in beautiful San Diego. And look who is in the studio lounge, Lori Page from Correlation. How are you, Lori?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Thank you.
How's the I mean, I'm asking everybody this, obviously, yes. But being part of Correlation, part of the Correlation crew,
yes.
How's the conference going for you?
The energy is just so positive.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people here.
No kidding. And I think when we all leave, we're so exhausted because we're meeting with friends, you know, and all of our credit union partners are our friends. But it's just seeing and making those, building those relationships,
yeah.
And seeing all the vendors that are here today and the different presentations, it's exciting.
Yep.
And it just makes you want to go back and kind of, you know, develop and get back to the,
yeah.
to the grind and
yeah.
really push out some.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer that we missed this for a couple of years, you know, but, you know, we're back stronger than ever.
Exactly.
And it's great to be back in person. Obviously, I mean, you guys were back in person, obviously, last year, but
nothing like this.
Nothing like this. You're right.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's you're back and forth.
Yes.
So having said that, though, what's the buzz in the hallways? Because I know you've been pulled in 100
right.
different directions.
Right.
So what are you hearing in the hallways?
The buzz in the hallways is really about what are we looking at doing next. You know, we've got a new chief innovation officer.
Right.
Jeff has moved into that role.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of energy and talk around, you know, what's next and what's, you know, happening on our list.
Yeah, what's happening in his laboratory?
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's got
imagine.
That buy now, pay later. We're doing some upgrades to JasperSoft. We're going to migrations to Linux for a lot of our current customers.
Yeah.
And so just a lot of exciting stuff in addition to the core. We're really trying to spend a lot of time, like we talked about in the fireside chat today, about our commercial services. You know, we've had commercial services within the core for a while. It was one of those things where our clients, I don't think, really knew what was out there and what had been, you know, bundled to kind of, you know, offer in the core. And so it's exciting. We have our first user group for commercial services that's been created as of this afternoon here
yeah.
at 4 o'clock.
Right on.
By a couple of our credit union partners, HAPO and Sandia Labs.
Okay. Oh.
So they're kind of spearheading that.
Okay.
So that's really exciting.
Okay.
So people are asking, you know, how can I get involved? Where can I meet up with some folks and talk
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
what they're doing?
Right on.
Yeah. So in addition to that, it's a lot of also energy about being remote and hybrid work.
Yeah.
And, you know, how are you doing it, Correlation?
Yeah, how are you doing it?
Yeah, I knew you'd ask that question.
How are you doing the remote stuff? Because
yeah.
that seems to be a big pickle that a lot
right.
of folks are trying to figure out on the fly these days,
yeah.
right?
And to sustain it.
And, yeah.
You know, because I think we've been doing it now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But is that really going to work long term? And I think we're finding that, well, I know we're finding that our employees love the hybrid approach where they can come into the office if they're local a couple days a week or work from home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're now in 29 states of our employees. And this was before a time where we didn't have remote employees. I mean, maybe one or two.
Right, right.
So we've really come a long way.
Well, and it's really expanded your, sort of the horizon, so to speak, on finding talent and keeping talent.
In
right?
a huge way.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there were people that have come to us and said, we've been waiting. You know, I couldn't leave my hometown, but we've been
yeah,
waiting
yeah.
for you to offer this up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dwayne, who is our new CTO, and myself, when we moved into this role, we did 2 months, 60 days worth of listening tours with our employees. And we really wanted to find out because they're the face of our customer a lot of times and our clients. So they really know what some of those things are that are roadblocks for them and what things they don't want us to take away. So we found out a lot of great things about let us work remotely, we're more productive,
yeah, yeah.
and here's what we need for our clients,
yeah.
help us get there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, as long as you're productive, you know,
yeah.
and you get the job done,
yeah.
and even excel, man,
exactly.
more power to you, more
exactly.
power to you for sure.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about, you touched on the fireside chat.
Yes.
That
yes.
was here today.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I missed it. I was really bummed because I really wanted to see that because I enjoy listening
yep.
to what you guys have to say and the plans and all the stuff behind the scenes, so to speak. So can you share a couple of highlights from that
yeah.
from that talk for
yeah,
folks weren't able to attend?
Sure. Yeah, we talked about innovation and the commercial services piece.
Yeah.
We actually talked about culture.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is nice because, you know, our clients that come to the conference, they know our core. And they also know the relationships that are important to us, like I talked about before. And so we're really working on our corporate goals of investing in our employees and really going to them for the ideas, like I mentioned before. So during the fireside chat, we kind of talked about how we keep that culture alive in this, you know, hybrid world we live in. And the challenges that all of us, because credit unions, you know, our partners have the same challenges.
Same thing, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we touched on special projects. We've made huge advances. You and I have talked about this before. Our mergers, our card, you know, processor changes. It used to be, and this is sad to say, it would take about a year to get a project off the ground because all of these requests were kind of coming in over the last couple of years, and there wasn't anything that was indicating they were coming. And so we've really been in a position now where we're going to be supporting over 48 special projects a year. We've got a dedicated merger team, one that's already ready to go and is actively working mergers for our clients, and we've got one that's ready on the docket once the slotting on the calendars calls for it. So it's exciting now. We've got slots open for July of this year to kick off projects.
Wow.
So that's such great progress.
Yeah,
and it was an area of concern for our clients. You know, they don't want to wait for a processor change, you know, to get kicked off for a year or so.
Goodness, so many irons in the fire, so to speak, which is a good thing.
It is.
It's a good thing for you guys and your clients.
Yeah.
The credit unions there. So what is some talk from the credit unions that... did you get any feedback from the fireside?
We did. We got a lot of feedback. And most of the feedback was what I was relating to before. It's that we just, you know what, we picked the right core because we picked the right partner. And your culture so matches our culture.
Yeah.
So that's the feedback I'm getting is that you're such a great partner. The support you guys provide is what is a real big reason why we chose you.
Yeah.
So that's really good to hear.
Yeah.
And when our employees go to our clients, you know, sites, they see that culture and they want to be part of it too.
Of course.
It's just exciting, and I'm just so proud of our employees for what they do day in and day out, and for our clients and continuing to give us feedback to improve what we do.
Okay, you keep bringing up culture.
Yes.
So important, because Correlation has been known for its very unique culture with, you know, obviously the fun, but the professionalism that you guys have that perfect balance of fun and professionalism.
Yes.
You got it down pat.
Yes.
So you don't have to go into great detail because I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but how do you guys keep that that culture, especially in a remote environment that we're in now?
Because
I'm continually just interested in how companies do that, you know?
We have to bring people back together. I mean, you can't do everything remotely. So we dedicate at least 3 times a year bringing everybody together. We have these little, you know, spring clean parking lot parties.
Right on.
We bring, you know, ping pong tables in. We got a masseuse the other day.
Oh, sign me up.
I know. I didn't even get one yet either. But we bring the masseuse in, and we just have a lot of time together. You know, this week was nice because everyone's in for client conference. We do a lot of coffee times or time to share with some of the executives.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to focus on being transparent.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not transparent with one another, there tends to be some angst, you know?
Indeed.
So I think it's important more than ever to have those opportunities to have coffee with Rob or, you know, just spend some real time making sure we're still collaborating and talking to one another outside of all work-related focus.
That togetherness, but togetherness, I guess, for lack of a better term, is so important.
Yeah.
Especially when you want to keep that culture alive.
And there's a lot of support, you know, I don't know, you've probably been in our office, but we have little pods and couches everywhere, collaborative areas.
Yeah.
So for us, we have office support hours now that every team within Correlation is part of, where certain days of the week, certain hours of the day, if you've got a question related to a certain topic, you know who to call.
Yeah.
So that's helped this remote world too, for everybody to come together.
Yeah, we could probably spend 2 hours talking about culture, I'm sure, and all the experiences that you guys have had, but I know you have a lot on your plate here, so I want to respect your time. But anything else to add, Lori? I mean, what you guys have done here is nothing short of fantastic.
Yeah.
So congrats on the success and continued success. So anything else to add?
We're just excited to, you know, continue the movement that we've made, and with some new leadership, Rob and everyone. We've got some extra power to,
and you too,
to do that.
Come on.
It's
Don't
exciting.
Sell yourself short.
It's all exciting.
You're in there.
I'm just honored to be part of it.
You got it. All right. All right, Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work and look forward to the next chat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.